Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Yes, ma'am. This is Kevin Coburn. I'm a new member, a new client of you guys. And I'm trying to upload some pictures to you guys, some photos. But from the app, and it was telling me that I have to go through the up on the three lines, and I go down to business info. But every time I put business info, it kicks me out the app.
Okay. No worries. Thank you so much for letting us know about it. I'll just go ahead and take a look into your account. Can I get your business phone number? Hello? Can I get your business phone number, Kevin?
My business phone number is 830-317-9.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. Let me take a look. So you're logged in to the Local Splash dashboard. However, every time you click business info, it does kick you out.
It kicked me out. Yeah.
Okay. You're using the app or the regular dashboard, like the website?
I'm using the app, the one that, you guys had me download, the Splash app.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Have you tried relaunching the app or maybe log out and logging back in?
Yeah, I did it last night. It didn't work. So this morning I tried it again. So I logged out, logged back in, and it's not allowing me to do it. And just a minute ago, I called I was waiting on you guys to get on the phone. And I tried it again, and it hung you guys up and everything. It kicked me all the way out.
Okay, so you've already tried logging out and logging back in, but it's still not working, right?
Yeah. You want me to try it? I can try it again. It's going to kick you off the phone.
Sure, no worries. This is okay. Can we give it a try, and then let's see how it goes?
Try it again right now.
Okay.
Mine's automatically in. It doesn't say log in or log out. Mine's just automatically, when I look at my phone, it just comes on.
Mm-hmm.
What I can do is I just turn it off, like right now. I just took it. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you not able to find the option to log out? There's an option, though, to log out.
Okay, I don't see it. I just got on the bottom that says home, leave.
Mm-hmm.
Calls and messages.
Is there, do you see your initials somewhere? Like probably top right?
On the top right, I see Handyman Carpentry, and then I see the bell, and then the three lines. And I hit the three buttons as they say view website, edit website, and edit business photo, edit business info. But I don't see where it says sign in at all.
Okay. It should actually be, hold on, let me take a look. Okay, give me one quick second.
Okay, ma'am?
Just stay on the line. I'm just looking into it.
Okay, I thought you said something.
No, it's okay. Hold on. Do you see, like, the engine icon?
Engine?
Yep.
No.
Engine icon, top right.
No. Only thing that I see is on the top right is the three lines. And then it's a bell. And then they have the might be the, it's like a,
Okay. But if you click on your business name, what options do you see?
when I hit the middle one, it says...
No, I mean your business name.
Oh, on my business name, it just says Handyman Carpentry. That's on
okay,
the
and your business name is something that you're not able to click?
No, my business name is Handyman Carpentry.
Yeah, yes, that is your business name, but is that something you can click on?
Let me see. Nope. I'm touching it now. It doesn't do anything.
Okay. But you're not getting any sort of error message, right?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
I got, the guy that gave me the app, he's calling me now. Let me call, I'm going to jump on the line with him.
All right, I'll stay on the line as well.
That's you. Yeah, that's all right. That's you guys. It just kicked me out the app again when I hit that. Let me see. Okay, so I'm back with Handyman Carpentry. So let me tell you what I see. I see at the top it's got buildings, and then it's got an orange circle with three dots in it. Then you go down a little bit more, it got analytics. Total results, zero. Local leads, reviews, Google profile action, Facebook, ad clicks, listings. And then you go down a little bit more, it says results over time, leads, and no data to display. And then it's got the phone, the orange with the phone, plus at the bottom, it got home, leads, calls, and that's it.
Okay. So no settings icon?
Huh?
There's no settings icon?
It's the settings icon right next to the bell.
Okay. Have you tried clicking on that, maybe?
Okay, I click on that, and it's got accounts, personal info, billing, business information, and notifications on. It got calls and messages, make and receive calls. GSM.
Okay. Can we try to click on account?
Okay. No, account is just under account. That's when you got personal info, billing, business information, and notification. But you can't click on account. Account is that's what's under.
Okay. That's weird. Hold on. Or have you tried as well, like, deleting the app and then installing it again?
No.
Is that something that's possible for you to do right now?
Huh?
Is that something you can do right now? Like, delete the app and then install it again?
Okay, let me do that right quick. Just give me a second. I'm going to delete it. Let me see if I can delete it. Okay, remove app.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, delete. Okay, I just deleted it.
Okay.
So do I go to get it back? Do I go to my Apple Store or do I just go to Google?
You can go to Apple Store and then find Local Splash app, and then install it.
Okay, let me see. Okay, let me see. I got a Local Splash app. Okay. I'm installing it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's open. Okay. It says I'm going to put allow. Update warning. Update. So now it's telling me to get started.
Okay. Log in.
No, it don't have me log in yet. It says microphone. I'm allowed. And now it's saying, all right, continue.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's telling me, welcome to Splash. And I just got my, I put my phone number.
Let's okay.
C0C1797. Okay, so it's supposed to send me a code to here. Okay, so I'll put my code in.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's got me right back on the app again.
Okay. Now can we try upload pictures this time? Please.
Yeah. I still don't see another way it says sign in and sign out.
That's okay. It's still okay. At least we are able to like relaunch the app by removing it and then installing it again.
All right, so I'm gonna go to business info right now. I can click on it. If you get hung up, that's because it kicked me out.
Okay. Let's see if you're able to click on business info this time.
Oh, it didn't. It just kicked me out.
Business info?
Yep.
Okay, that's really weird.
Yeah, I went up. I go to the app. I go up on top, right next to the bell with the three lines are at. You got a home lead, website reviews, Google Insight, ad campaign, listing, post, and it got business info. I hit on business info. It shows it just for a second, and then it clicks it off.
Okay. Thank you so much for letting me know that. For this one, Kevin, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a report to our technical team so we can see what's going on. You're not getting any error message or anything. It's just that whenever you click on business info, it's kicking you off the app, okay?
Yeah.
But for the meantime, okay, because I understand the necessity of the images that you wanted to send us, we can try use, like, the mobile-friendly browser for our local Splash dashboard. I'm going to send you the link, okay? Let's give it a try using this one. Give me one quick second.
I tried on one of them. He sent me to where, and the photo was too small, they said.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're just going to use the same credentials in this one, same username and password. But
okay.
We will be using the mobile version of our dashboard.
Okay.
I will be sending you a link to your phone number, the one that we're talking, or like the phone number ending in 9357.
Okay. Yeah, I just see the app you just sent me right now.
Okay. So try and click on the link that I sent you. It should bring you to a login page for the mobile. I mean, for the mobile version.
Okay. Let me go to it now.
Okay,
so I hit it and it says Splash, let me see. Yeah, it got a username and password. So is my username my
phone number.
My phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me get my username. Okay, then my password is the one I made up, right?
Yes. I think it's still Fab Profit, but you can, if you've changed it, you can go ahead and
I have to say, what was it supposed to be? Profit?
Fab Profit. So that's F for Frank, A Alpha, B for Beta, and then Profit.
F-I-T-E?
Yes, correct.
So it's telling me invalid username or password.
That's weird. I'm going to send it to you, okay?
Okay. It's
I already fulfilled
it because phone keeps ringing. It's 9:20.
I know. It's right here. Where you place that? The mic guy. Right here at the bottom of the.
Were you able to receive the information about your login credentials?
Yeah, it says login credentials, your advanced login. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so let me see. I'm from. Okay, so yeah, I'm seeing what it says. It's telling me. Let me see. It says you can log into your account with https://. I got to do all of that. And then my name.
You can click on the link, though. Is that not a clickable link on your end?
Yeah. Okay, I clicked on the link.
Okay. All right,
so now it took me to local/ username.
Okay, to type in the username.
Okay. It should be my phone number, right?
Yeah.
It says local/ with your password for, okay. Tell me I fill in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now the password.
Okay.
Okay. All right, it put one in there. Let me see what it put. Okay, it said profit. Should I say remember me on there or just try to sign in?
Yep. You could actually do both. Whether you want to click on remember me or not, it's okay.
Okay, so I did that, and then it clicked this deal. It invalid username or password. So let me see if it's the one I put in there. Let me.
Okay, were you able to completely log in?
No, it didn't let me log in.
Is it giving an error message again?
No, it's just kicking me out. It's telling me that the username wasn't proper. So I put in mine, the one, and it's not letting me log in there either.
Okay, but you've changed the credentials?
I guess he is just trying to now, but I'm just going to have to probably call you back later.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm going to have to call you back later.
Okay. No worries. I understand that. But for now, we can leave it at that. And we've already reported this to our technical team. So they'll be looking into it. And if ever I do hear from them, I'm going to make sure to update you. Okay?
Oh. Okay. All right.
All right. But give us a call whenever you want to as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. No worries. Thank you so much for your patience. I'll let you know as soon as possible.
All right. Thank you very much.